Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
December 29, 1805. A beached whale. For unknown reasons, whales sometimes beach themselves. The Indians' response to such a beaching was a celebration and gathering of the fat and flesh for food and oil. Captain Clark writes about a whale beached near the camp.
Rained last night as usual. This morning cloudy without rain, a hard wind from the southeast. I gave the chief a razor, and himself and party left us after begging us for many articles, none of which they received, as we could not spare the articles they were most in want of. Peter Cruzat sick with a violent cold, my man York better. All hands employed about the pickets and gates of the fort. We were informed that whale had floundered on the coast to southwest near Killamock's north, and that the greater part of the Clatsop were gone for the oil and the blubber. The wind proves too high for us to proceed by water to see this monster. Captain Lewis has been in readiness since we first heard of the whale to go to see it and collect some of its oil. The wind has proved too high as yet for him to proceed. This evening a young chief, four men, and two women of the Warsiaku Nation arrived and offered for sale dressed elkskins and wapato. The chief made us presents of about 1/2 a bushel of these roots, and we purchased about 1 1/2 bushels of these roots, for which we gave some few red beads, small pieces of brass wire, and old check. Those roots proved a grateful addition to our spoiled elk, which has become very disagreeable both in taste and smell. Those people will not sell their wapato to us, as they inform us that they are on their way to trade with the Clatsop. The nations above carry on very considerable interchange of property with those in this neighborhood. Captain William Clark, December 29, 1805.
The Killamocks were the Tillamook people, to whom Clark will travel on January 6 to see the whale. The old check was an old checkered shirt. In the journal entry for today, Clark sketched the conical hat that the Indians in this area wore, made from split bark or grasses. Clark also mentions that the Indians, when they step into our house, always leave a swarm of fleas when they leave. Clark continually writes about these tormenting insects and that they deprive the party of half a night's sleep. Tomorrow, a sumptuous supper.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.